The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Van Hoop is chairman of the American Defense International. He's former deputy assistant secretary of the U.S. Army and author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. You need to buy your copy today if you haven't already read Van's book. Just text Van, V-A-N, to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link so that you can purchase one on Amazon today. Always good to have my friend Van Hoop in. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. That's good news on that barbecue with the Congressman Duncan announced.
Yes.
That's going to be a packed house in Anderson.
It is going to be a packed house. Just a good group of conservatives from all over the state, Van, and I suspect I'll probably see you over there, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Let's talk for a minute. You wrote an op-ed that was published on FoxNews.com last week suggesting an idea that could be a tool for possibly stopping future acts of violence. Give us a summary of what you're proposing and what you talked about in your op-ed.
This is actually something that I wrote about in my book, The New Terrorism. I actually called it a situational awareness hotline. I call it an anti-violence hotline. Basically, we always tell people, Joey, to be vigilant and be vigilant. I say you can do more. There's a way to empower people. And some of the best information that we've gotten during various attacks have been from people on social media who've been able to say this is where the shooter is or this is what's happened. Also, think about all the things that we do see on social media or suspicious activity in our neighborhood. Go back to San Bernardino, Saeed Farouk, who killed 14 people, a radical Islamic terrorist. People in the neighborhood saw suspicious activity. He had bomb-making equipment in his home. Nobody said anything because they were afraid that they would be accused of not being politically correct. Well, political correctness is killing this country.
Yeah.
So what I have long advocated for is this type of hotline, completely separate from 911. When you see something suspicious in your neighborhood, down your street, or on social media, you could text a photo, film, whatever, to a centralized database run by our National Counterterrorism Center. Joey, we've got over a million, I would say between a million and 2 million records in that terrorism database. Also add other criminal databases, and then link it to the state emergency management directory to the state level.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to state folks. They want something like this so that you could connect directly with the first responders. Let me tell you, it could help thwart an attack, and it certainly would help with situational awareness during attack. There's no one thing that's going to stop all of this. It's going to take a combination of measures, but I think this is an idea whose time has come, and it can empower Americans to be vigilant to help keep our country safe.
Yeah. Well, and Van, you know, when I read your op-ed the other day, I thought, now, you know, this is something that could be a positive thing. This is something that could actually prevent some of these acts of violence, rather than going out and immediately saying we got to get the guns, we got to get everybody's guns, we got to do more restrictions on the guns. You know, you probably noticed that immediately following both of these shootings in El Paso and in Dayton, officials were saying if you have video on your phone, if you happen to be in the area and you have video, please send it to us, because so often, you know, the people are the first line of they're the first responders these days, and they always pull the phone out and start videoing it, and it's just a wealth of information. And I think you're onto something here.
Well, and let me tell you how I got the idea. Remember the guy, Anders Breivik, who killed those 69 kids in Norway?
Yeah.
I had a good friend who was friends with the family who had a child hiding in the bushes from Anders Breivik. He was so close to her, Joey, she could hear him breathing.
Wow.
You know what she did? And she lived. She took out her iPhone, and she sent out a tweet. And as a result, the local people were able to come and help those kids before law enforcement got there. And I thought to myself, we've got to turn the table on these people.
Yeah.
Let's use social media to our advantage and harness the power of it to help prevent an attack and to improve situational awareness during one. So I think you're absolutely right. These are the kinds of things and tools. And we've got the old-fashioned American ingenuity and innovativeness right now to make this a reality.
Yep, yep. With me this morning, Van Hipp, Chairman of American Defense International, and also author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. You can get your copy on Amazon. Just text VAN to 877-235-9405. Just VAN, and I'll send you a link so that you can buy it on Amazon. So, Van, I have been involved with Crime Stoppers for probably 30 years now. And what you're describing is very similar. We have a local tip line here, and these are local things happening here in Greenville. But you call the number, you anonymously give your information, and in Crime Stoppers' case, of course, we give a reward, a cash reward, if your information leads to an arrest. Would there be possibly cash rewards offered for this information?
Yeah, you could do that. I'm just trying to get the debate going on it, and what I'm trying to do is to utilize these databases that we've got at the federal level.
Yeah.
These terrorism databases, well over a million photos and other types of evidence in those databases, and growing, unfortunately, and then connecting them back to the state level. That's what we've got to do. And I do think it's important to have something separate from 911 because we want that dedicated for fire and police, and we don't want to overload that system.
Sure. So how is this accomplished, and what would it cost?
I think the technology is there. The databases are there. Now the FBI has come out with a right before the attacks in El Paso, the FBI came out with a request for proposals for something. It sounded, I would say, about half of what we're talking about. And my only concern is, it's important that the FBI and our federal authorities realize the innovativeness that we need is not going to be with the big companies who probably don't make anything. So much of this is with small business and those entrepreneurs and those inventors. We've got to reach out to them and make it easier for them. They are most likely the ones with the solutions we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that Congress would have to do, or is it possible that President Trump could do this through executive order?
I believe the president could do it through executive order. I think Congress could do it. And also a forward-thinking, non-bureaucratic government agency. Now, that, I know that might not exist, but someone in government who wants to lead and make a difference and help and think outside the box. So I think a government agency can do this. I think the FBI already in the last month or two has shown it wants to do something like this.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. But the president could do this with an executive order.
Yep. Van Hipp with me this morning. One last final question, and I can't let you go without asking you. This whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, how does a man commit suicide who should be watched and someone who tried to commit suicide just a few weeks ago, how did that happen?
Well, I tell you what, I'm thankful that we've got an attorney general like Bill Barr. I'm confident this man will get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, boy, you talk about red flags everywhere. I mean, the second I saw, on suicide watch.
Yes.
You know the guy's on suicide watch. And all this information that came out last week. And this happens?
Yeah.
Why, there's so many scenarios coming forward right now. But, again, thank goodness. This is the beauty of having an attorney general like this. I think he's been one of President Trump's best appointments. You want an attorney general who knows where the bodies are buried.
Yep.
And he can't be conned by institutional bureaucrats, and he knows more about the department than they do. So I think Bill Barr will get to the bottom of it.
Yep. Van Hipp, Chairman of American Defense International, always good to have you, my friend.
Joey, thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Appreciate all you do. Van Hipp, you can get his book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Text VAN to 877-235-9405.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.